Finance Minister Tendai Biti says Treasury has secured $140 million for the Harare City Council to replace old and burst water pipes throughout the city. The minister says water shortages currently being experienced in the capital are a result of leakages of purified water occurring as it is channeled from the Morton Jaffrey waterworks to end users throughout the city.
We've secured resources of $141 million. Disbursement will start in early June, in a week from now, and this money is going to go towards the purchase of pipes, new piping, new filters, new pumps for the city of Harare.
Studio 7 failed to get a comment from Harare Mayor Muchadei Masunda, but caught up with the MDCT Chief Whip in the local authority, Victor Chifojga. Councillor Chifojga said the treasury disbursement will help ensure ratepayers have access to clean water within the shortest possible time.
Yeah, I just want to thank the Minister of Finance, Minister Tendai Biti, for this donation, or even say donation, or what you say, credit to City of Harare. It's going to go a long way because it's going to rehabilitate the sewer pipes, water pipes, and pressure valves at Morton Jaffrey. And it's going to make Harare to have water, Norton, Chitungwiza, and Rua. All those challenges with water, it is going to be the thing of the past if we get that money.
The council official said Townhouse is failing to provide adequate water to residents, partly because government has not been paying what it owes to council.
The government have got our credits for the rates and water. So if they pay that amount, I think we could give a good service delivery to the residents of Harare.
A statement released by the finance ministry yesterday says government owes $350.2 million to its local service providers, including local authorities. Meanwhile, Chifojga says the Harare City Council is still pursuing a $188 million loan request it made to the Chinese government, adding if approved, water shortages and rationing will be a thing of the past in the city.
The money from China, we are waiting for that money. As you know, that City of Harare, they don't have any capacity to negotiate. We start the negotiations, but I think the government is going to chip in to finish that negotiations so that we can have that money. If we get that money, I think all the problems which we are facing as City of Harare, it is going to be the thing of the past.
But Minister Biti says the resources secured by Treasury are enough to deal with water problems in the city.
The city of Harare pumps about 600 million megaliters of water per day. But anything, depending on the day, anything between 40% to 60% is lost through seepage and wastage of broken pipes. And I'm told another 10% is lost through thieves, people who make illegal connections to our piping system. And the irony of it is that the city of Durban pumps exactly the same water volumes that the city of Harare pumps, but it looks after 4 million people adequately. City of Harare looks after 2.5 million, but it can't supply the same because of these seepages and theft. So the $141 million which we have secured hopefully will go a long way towards ensuring that places like Mapfugu and Greendale, which have become permanent deserts, have water in Harare. So we hope that the work can start as soon as possible.
Investigations by Studio 7 indicate that suburbs such as Mapfugu, Tafara, Greendale and Ashton Park have gone for more than a week now without water. Health experts warn outbreaks of waterborne diseases such as cholera and typhoid could soon resurface in Harare if water shortages persist. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.